Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, do we have some cool stuff planned for you today on the big show as we look forward to our 20-year anniversary. I am so excited. This is a recorded show. I'll warn you in advance, but there's going to be some very interesting stuff happening on the show today. And it's only recorded because we are in New Jersey at the Beneath the Sea show, and we are producing our 20-year anniversary show there at the event, that major dive show going on in the Northeast this weekend. So you'll hear that next week. And there is just huge news that we are going to be presenting you on that show. And I so much want to tell you now, but I just can't. I've been sworn to secrecy, so I can't tell you yet, but trust me, you're going to want to tune in for that. But hang with me for the next couple hours, because coming up, we're going to get an update from Mermaid Lisa, who's doing a new gig down in South Florida when it comes to mermaids and then some. And that's coming up on the big show. But we're going to kick off today's two-hour radio spectacular with my good friend Phil Narcosis in West Palm Beach. Phil, how are you, buddy? Long time no chat.
Oh, man, it's so good to talk to you and to be here on the show. How are you doing?
I'm great, buddy. I mean, I know you've been busy and, you know, you're down there in the West Palm area. And you have been, well, hobnobbing with the president and his crew. And
that's, you know,
we got to get an update on this.
Yeah, I'm not a name dropper.
That's okay.
But,
that's okay.
You know, as you know, I do belong and have belonged before this president stuff came along. I belong to the Mar-a-Lago Club, which is, you know, Trump's private club, but it also happens to be his residence. And it's, as you know, it's a unique thing, especially for the Secret Service that are pulling their hair out on this. It's a unique thing that a president has a second home that also serves as a club and essentially a hotel.
That's right. And you belong to the club, and you're down there, and you're seeing him, and hopefully you're just picking up the baton of trying to make America dive again, which I kicked off there at the DEMA show.
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, I see the president, I wave hi. He says hi because he recognizes me, but he also brings his staff. So, like, every people you see on the news, like Sean Spicer, who's that fiery press secretary that they make fun of on Saturday Night Live.
Sure. Melissa McCarthy on SNL, in case you don't know who Sean Spicer is. There you go. Yeah.
And, you know, all these people, Reince Priebus and so on, they all magically appear, you know, like when you're at the buffet station, you know, they're just right there. So it's been great. It's been a little bit of an inconvenience because when the motorcades come around, like, everything's on lockdown.
Yeah.
And it even affects the diving, but I guess we'll get into that too.
Well, we're going to talk about that, but this is the God's honest truth. We're not pulling a prank on anyone right now. Phil belongs to the club Mar-a-Lago. He sees Trump every time he's in town, which has been practically every weekend since he became president. And I don't know. Can anyone join this club? I'm assuming not. You just know people. Is that it, Phil? Come on.
Well, you know, Palm Beach has an interesting history of clubs. And the original club started in the, I think, maybe 1900. And it was only the Blue Bloods and the Wasps. And they didn't allow any minorities. And they certainly wouldn't allow any Greek Americans such as myself. But, you know, the club is, you know, you have to come recommended. You can't have a you have to pass a background check, which I guess I did.
You got to know Putin or something. There's some connection here.
And you know, there's membership fees and all that. We're not going to get into that, but Palm Beach is a small town, and it's one of the reasons what makes the scuba diving so good, because people know each other in the diving community, people know each other in the Palm Beach community, and it's all kind of related. So so it is. And the weather's been incredible here, you know, from a tourist point of view, but I got to tell you, we have been weathered out, I'll call it. The dives have been called about 80% of the time because of tall seas and strong winds.
Yes, so. Too much wind. You know, it hadn't changed much since I went down to the Keys a few weeks ago for my first ocean dive since open heart surgery. And the water was clear, but it was cold, it was windy, and it was rough. So I did a little feeding of the fish myself, as well as Captain Slate did when he did his little creature feature for us. But, you know, when you're down in West Palm Beach, when you are diving or you're hanging out with Trump and his crew there on the weekend, you are having some conversations with him about diving. Is that right?
Well, actually, I haven't had any I haven't been able to elevate from small talk to medium talk with the president.
Okay, but small talk.
But
we got to get you one of our hats to make America dive again.
Oh my gosh, can you like FedEx them to me right now? Because what I'll do is I'll bring them down. I'll bring them into the club.
Yeah,
and I'll hand them out like candy. Especially Sean Spicer, the press secretary, is a diver.
Oh,
and yeah, he told me last time. He said, "Yeah, I'd love to go diving with you sometime." It's been a few years, he said, and I said, "Well, I'm authorized to give him the refresher course as a dive master."
Yeah.
And,
well, I'm a dive instructor, but I got to tell you, I only have two hats: one for me, one for Jerry the diver guy. That's all we have so far. So I don't know if I'm willing to give my only two hats up to the president and his press secretary.
Let's get some made.
Yes.
We'll put them on eBay. They'll sell. I mean, not eBay, Amazon. They'll sell.
Well, you know, give them another campaign thing to run on. I think it would work.
Here's why they would like it. You ready for this?
Okay.
I explained to Sean Spicer when I saw him. I said, "Do you know?" After we realized he told me he was a diver, I told him I was a dive master. I said, "Do you know that the Mar-a-Lago Reef, which is about a mile out, is some of the best reef diving in the world? And I've been to 16 different countries diving." And he said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "I'm not kidding you. It really is." And I pulled out my smartphone and I showed him video from the week before. We actually had an octopus put on a show. During the day, I mean, it's not very often you see an octopus out taking a walk in the daytime. And he was going from rock to rock and spreading his web. You know how they do that, looking for, I guess, feeding.
Sure.
And changing colors and the whole thing. And I showed it to him. He says, "You mean that's right out here?" I said, "Yes." I said, "But did you know that when the president's in town, the Coast Guard is all over it out there in the ocean, and you can't go anywhere near the place?" So what we did, for example, yesterday, Sunday, was actually a good day for diving. It was nice and flat. The sun was out. It was so glorious. We actually have to go north of the Palm Beach Inlet because Mar-a-Lago is south of the inlet. So the boats are staying. When the president's in town, the boats go north, and we actually go into the Juno Jupiter Reef area, which is very good reef diving. It's known for – it's got higher relief, the Juno and Jupiter area, and also a lot of resident sharks and some nurse sharks. There's a couple resident scalloped hammerheads. And
wow. So when Trump comes to town, he's creating like a marine protected area by default.
Yeah, by default. Now, and the thing is, you see these Coast Guard, you know, boats, they're small boats, but they on the bow of each one of these boats are machine gun turrets all ready to go. Mm. And so the last thing you want to do is be drift diving and deploy your safety marker buoy in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, it's like riddled with bullet holes.
Yeah, it's like target practice for the Secret Service.
Yeah. You do not want that to happen. But, you know, so it's exciting that he's around here in town. And this is, you know, they call it the Winter White House, right?
Yeah.
But it's created, you know, some with the motorcade stopping traffic. And then, of course, we can't dive south of the inlet, and we can't dive the Mar-a-Lago Reef or the Breakers Reef, which is connected. It just all runs into one area to another.
Well, you know people, though, Phil. So what you got to do, you got to say, "Hey, I'm Phil Narcosis. So, Mr. President, when you come down here, especially another month or so when things start warming up, why don't we go out on the water and do some snorkeling or diving instead of all this golf business you're doing? This would be way more fun. You could see octopus and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the press can't yell questions at you underwater.
So that's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
I think the entree to have this conversation starts with the hat.
So starts with the Make America Dive Again.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And that'd be real exciting. This is going to be a work in progress. I'm excited about
this. All right. Well, we have a plan. It's probably not well thought out, but hey, look, it got us through 20 years of scuba radio. So, hey, it's a start, right? You got to start somewhere, right,
That's
Phil?
That's right. It's awesome.
Well, that is pretty cool. I didn't know Sean Spicer was a diver, and that makes me feel a little bit better about the direction of the country right now.
Yeah.
And maybe we can all agree on that one point. We can all just come together for that part. That sounds positive. All right, Phil, hang with us because I want to talk more about some of the diving you've been up to down there in West Palm Beach, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hey, man. Hey, what are you doing today?
I don't know. I was kind of bored. You want to do something cool? Well, like what?
We could go scuba dive.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great. I've never done it before.
Well, there's only a few things that you gotta do to be good at it, and it's really easy to learn. Here, I'll show you. Come with me.
Okay, everyone, let's get our gear on. Let's go for a dive. Tanks are right here.
Now, to be a scuba diver, it can be so much fun. Making memories and sharing good times in the sun. Descend with the quickness, equalize so you don't pop. To avoid decompression sickness, always make a safety stop. You know. Gonna be a scuba diver. Gonna be an underwater survivor. Gonna be a scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. That is Tim Beaman. Did that song a few years ago. I kind of dig it. You know, Phil Narcosis is with us right now. He's a musician as well as a President Trump hobnobber down there in Mar-a-Lago. And he's our guest right now as we talk about some diving in that neck of the woods. That's kind of cool that you're hanging with those guys. I like that. You know, we need a
liaison.
Yeah, to promote diving to that group. That'll just be good for all of us. All right, let's move over though to talk about some of the diving areas that you can dive when he's not in, or when he's in the area. Just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about diving Blue Heron Bridge, and that's in your neck of the woods, right on the north end. Of where you typically dive, or is it?
It's right here. It's, 10 minutes from my house.
All right. Smack dab in the middle, huh?
You know, people misunderstand it. It's in the intracoastal, really close to the Palm Beach Inlet. And it's in, 11 feet of water. And it is very good for macro. There's a lot of resident everything there. I mean, resident octopus, resident, stargazer fish. I mean, just all kind of, even like weird stuff. Like you think you're in Indonesia. But it's also where, and it's where all of us get certified. It's like a rite of passage. It's where we take our, rescue dive training, where you find someone at the bottom and you drag them into the shore and you give them, CPR.
Why is that? You figure because it's free? Because it's kind of a beach dive kind of thing?
It's a beach dive. It's easy. You can, have instruction on the ground, on the land, and then get in the water and do your skills and then come back and talk about it. Get in the water, do your skills and come back and so on. So, it's, like I said, it's a rite of passage. And interestingly, and we pass it every time we go out into the ocean, we pass it through into the inlet, out to the ocean. And, I was listening to that tune that we were introduced with just now. Wanna be a scuba diver.
Wanna be an underwater survivor.
Yeah. That's a really cool tune. And I noticed that one of the lyrics was, don't want to get decompression sickness and I'll do my safety stop. And I don't know about you, but several months, I picked up when I did my multi-level decompression certification with John Chatterton not too long ago, and then I learned it from another cat when I was in Mexico. I don't know about you, but I've been doing my safety stops at 10 feet, not 15, but 10 feet.
Really?
And the reason is, the physiology of it is you off gas the most at 10 feet. And I think the reason why they don't teach it is, your buoyancy has to be pretty damn perfect because, at 10 feet, you could easily float to the top by accident, And so I've been doing that as a skill, and now I'm really used to it. And it gives me peace of mind because you're always lurking in the background, and you see these articles, and Dan, you always hear and read about people that get that undeserved hit. And I feel that I'm a lot less likely to get that undeserved hit.
Sure. Well, and that's good.
I digress, but, I thought it was worth pointing out.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things I've read over the years, the last few years, they've said it just, a much more gradual ascent, multi-level stops along the way, especially if you're beyond like 50 or 60 feet. But, it kind of gets into the technical diving world things. Just the bottom line is you want to remember to always have a safety stop. So we want to say that for sure. So
for sure.
You can get deeper into it and all the jargon and all that kind of stuff if you want, and that's fine. But as far as the diving itself, I mean, Blue Heron Bridge is one of the places, but it sounds like that's not necessarily your favorite place
to
dive.
It's really not. Plus, you have to be dialed in with the tides. So, the slack current versus the incoming current, and if you don't get it at the right current, you'll have like 1 foot of visibility versus 40 feet,
right?
And so it's not, you can't always just go there and get the time of your life.
Well, where should we go then if we're in your neck of the woods?
Okay, well, baby, come on any of they call them cattle boats, but gosh, I mean, I make friends this way. Go on any of the commercial dive charters that offer dives 5 days a week. One two tank dive in the morning, one two tank dive in the afternoon, and there's Narcosis boat, there's Wetter the Better, there's so many boats. I particularly have been going out on a 6-pack boat called Aqua Hunter, and of course we're not here advertising for any operator, but I really like the six packs because you tend to get experienced divers, and they're usually right on you when they pick you up. I mean, if you've got 15 divers in the water, you can imagine how the boat, you might be, when you ascend, you might be on the surface for a while waiting for him to come around and pick everybody else up before he gets to you.
Yeah.
But with the six pack, they're pretty much right on you. And, you know, again, we went north. We went north of the inlet because the president was in town. We can't go south near Mar-a-Lago. And we have to the end of this month for lobster season. So, the people I was with were really into their lobstering. I shoot pictures, and I don't disturb, or I don't hunt. I don't, I'm kind of ethical about that. That's like one of my things. But
well, it's meat, and you don't eat meat, so that's
right.
One
exactly.
Thing,
I so I don't eat. People ask me, they say they find out I'm a vegan, and then they say, "Well, do you eat fish?" And I say, "No, I don't eat swimming meat." So fish is swimming meat, and that's all we need to say about that. But
well, fish are our friends, and
fish are our friends.
I'm with you on that. I get it. It's hard to eat the things we want to go down and dive with. I have an issue with groupers. I can't eat groupers. But I will eat other fish, so God help you if I haven't seen you, and that's just me, but whatever.
Yeah.
So what dives are you talking about? Where are they? Which ones?
The Juno, the best one north is north of the Palm Beach Inlet is Juno Ledge, I think, and it's really, it's Palm Beach, then Juno Beach, then Jupiter, pretty much as far as the map goes, as far as towns go.
Right.
And so Juno's before Jupiter as far as heading north. And it's great because there's a lot there to look at. And there's resident sharks, all kinds of tropicals. And
grouper are spawning there at certain times.
Coming up.
That's coming up. Okay.
Yep.
All right. More with Phil Narcosis in West Palm Beach next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got Phil Narcosis from West Palm Beach with me right now. And we're talking about diving in that neck of the woods. Now, literally just north or right there by Mar-a-Lago where President Trump is. And we find out Sean Spicer, his press secretary, is a diver. So we're going to get him diving. We're going to get some more hats made up to make America dive again. Or just get him. We don't need hats.
We just got to get
the president to hop on board this this program, this idea to make America dive again, and everybody can get behind it. Even the divers, anybody that even hates them could get behind this, and then we could bring everybody together. How about that? Let's do it.
I'm all for it, man. Let's, we have a plan. I think the Secret Service and the Coast Guard and everybody, I think the staff would have like a meltdown, like a heart attack if he went out on the dive boat with us. It's just a lot of things going on, chaos, right?
They might, but hey, he has to do something. And it would
kind of mix it up from golfing. Golf's too much.
Exactly. And it would be kind of cool, with the exception of no one could dive, in that area when he was out doing that. Or, well, for this matter, you can't anyway as it is now. How far is that zone, by the way, that you have to stay out of? Do you know? Like, is it a 3-mile thing?
I think it's like 2 miles or something, or a mile and a half, something like that.
Yeah, there's a 30-mile ring around Mar-a-Lago when he's in town for airspace.
How I know that? Yeah. I know he's in town. Well, you hear it on the news, but I know he's on the ground because the planes go over my house instead of his house.
Mm.
You see, for years, ever since he bought that club, he did lawsuits, he tried political pressure, everything he could, to his credit, to redirect the airplane patterns, because right now they fly directly overhead, and it's noisy. So I always know that he's on the ground. Oh, president's here, because they start flying over my head instead.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Well, there's that. And by the way, I think you need to change your smoke detector.
I just started.
Do you have a bird?
Crazy? You got a spare battery?
I'll send you a battery down with one of these Make America Dive Again hats, okay?
Awesome.
All right. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You're listening to Scuba Radio. 20 years and still sucking.
Suck.
On air.
Hey. Hey, come on. That sting.
You can hear it on Scuba Radio, the world's first scuba diving show. From Captain Ron to Jacques Cousteau, they all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know.
You ever think about that? I didn't know.
If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And, 20 years sunken on air. There's a lot that could be said about that, but I'm going to leave it live for now. That will be celebrated next week on the big show, as we are recording that show this weekend at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in New Jersey. Big, big stuff. It is April 1st, but no fooling. It really is our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. And that's about the only thing that I can say that won't be foolish next week. But, hey, we're going to have a good time regardless. And other folks are joining in the festivities, not necessarily with us in New Jersey, but we got Pete from Scuba Board on the line with us. Pete, how are you, buddy?
Any better, I'd be you, man.
Okay, well, that may be. I'm feeling pretty good right about now. I never thought I'd make it to 20 years, but here we are. And we're going to celebrate big time next weekend. But you're doing...
I didn't think you'd make the 20 years either.
Yeah, I almost didn't. Yeah, literally.
A good point.
Yeah, but I'm going to make it. I think I'm close enough to, you know, commit at this point that we'll make it through at least one more show. But you got other stuff going on next weekend for the first. So what are you guys doing with Scuba Board folks? What's going on?
We have our Fool's Mega Dive.
Yeah.
Which is named after Scuba Fool, but we do it around April 1st. So we all go to Jenny Springs, which is near High Springs, Florida.
Yeah.
And we go camping for the weekend, and there's lots of pranks played, nothing serious. We do a galaxy dive where we dive with Cyalum, free-floating in the spring, and we have a big campfire, cook breakfast, lunch, dinner, have like a, I don't know what you call it, a potluck dinner on Saturday.
All right. No, wait a minute. You're setting all this up. You are not punking everybody. This really is happening.
Every year it happens. And there's 100 of us or so who make it happen.
Okay.
And I'll be there.
Well, okay. That's a party in itself right there. So,
I think so.
So you guys literally go dive. You're doing one of these galaxy dives where you take the Cyalum sticks, break them open, and all the goo goes floating off in the water, and it creates like a chandelier-type spacey effect.
It does. It's
underwater
really
rave.
It's an underwater rave is a great way to call it. We turn, you know, now get this.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the what's called the ballroom at Jenny. It's a sanitized cave. Is that the way to call it?
Would you I don't know. What does that mean? What do you mean sanitized?
Well, that means you can't kill yourself in there.
Okay. I thought it just meant it was really clean, it would probably be pretty clean too, wouldn't it?
It is pretty clean.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of silt, so you can silt yourself out.
Right.
You could always see the light during the day. We would call this a cavern dive, except that they've made it so you can't go any further. There's a grate over the cave. You're stuck in that zone. So they've made it so open water students can go dive there.
Okay. All right. That
and,
makes sense.
And so you don't have to be cavern. You don't have to be cave, although there'll be lots of us in there. And we go right at evening, and then we turn out all the lights. all the lights go off, and then they break open the Siloom, and it floats, and it's like you, oh, look, there's Saturn, and you pinch it with your fingers and destroy Saturn. It's good fun.
Hmm, interesting. Well, go kill planets underwater at Jenny Springs next Saturday night. So, but you have like 100 divers do this?
The most we've ever had in the ballroom at one time, I think, was about 70.
Wow. It's that big, it can handle that many divers.
It could probably handle double that divers, but we just haven't had enough people to be brave to get in all at once.
Yeah. Now, have you been up there lately? What's the water temp? I mean, it's year-round at 74. Is it any cooler now because of the winter or no?
72.
72.
It's only 72. No, it's year-round. No, when it's freezing outside, the water is stinking warm.
Yes. You know, when it's 72 outside, which is kind of what we're getting right now in Florida, the water...
You don't even feel it.
You don't. It just feels like air. Yeah. And it's air clear, too. That's what's nice about Jenny Springs.
Yeah,
sure.
Not quite air clear, but I would call it gin clear.
Mm, yes, indeed. That which lends itself to the dancing around the campfire after the diving is done, I assume.
Lots of gin, lots of rum. Bring your own bottles. We have a lot of college students come out to this event. UCF from your way will be there. Usually we have USF. Sometimes we have Miami. A few of the Florida Gators show up, so it's a fun time. It's family oriented too. Lots of kids running around. It's just fun.
You mentioned pranks though, because it will be Fool's Day. What kind of pranks have the divers done there in the past?
Well, there was the Year of the Marshmallow.
The Year of the Marshmallow.
Yeah, everyone except for me. Yeah. Got the memo to make marshmallow guns. And so there was the marshmallow fight that raged across the campgrounds.
That's pretty foolish, yeah.
That was pretty fun. Then you know what a trebuchet is?
I can say no.
It's a medieval device that launches something.
Okay. And one of those medieval things over it that launches like pumpkins and things?
You see on videos?
Yeah. Right.
Except we launch water balloons at the people who are passing by on the tubes in the river.
Okay. What, someone has one of these big contraption things or one of the rubber band slingshot deals?
Oh, no. They've had big contraptions. They can send it all the way across Santa Fe River. Because where we're at what's called Turkey Roost. It's right on the Santa Fe River. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous, you know, you have the springs, you have the dark river. The confluence of the two is really kind of spooky and cool to look at.
Yeah.
And, of course, being on the weekend, you always have plenty of the local people doing their little tubing down the river. It's
right.
Great fun.
Yeah.
You can go tube. If you can't dive, you can go tube.
Mm-hmm.
We just have canoeing, anything you want to do. Come out and have fun. It's Jenny Springs.
Okay. So these people are, you know, innocently cruising, you know, wading down the river in a little lazy river there in Jenny Springs. I've done that before. Not there, but I know that's a very relaxing thing. And then you guys bombard them with water balloons?
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about ruining a perfectly good afternoon.
Yeah, they might get wet, right?
Yeah.
They're in a river. They might get wet.
Yeah. but that's the kind of shenanigans that go on. How do you make a marshmallow gun, by the way? I've seen them for sale, but how do they make them? You said they made them?
Oh, yeah. You get a wooden dowel of an appropriate size that's about the same size as the marshmallow you want to shoot. Then you get a PVC pipe about a little bit bigger than the wooden dowel, so it mostly fits in, and there's a little bit of a friction. Some people will go and they'll, you know, cut out a little rubber gasket to put on the wooden dowel, and then when you slam it forward, it shoots out the other end.
Okay. Well, you're by a campfire, so you're lighting them on fire first and then really making it more challenging like that, or no?
Yeah, no, that's not allowed.
All right, that sounds like it'd be fun.
And we might have actually banned the marshmallow guns. Jenny Springs did, I think.
Yeah, I can imagine the mess. The sticky mess.
I haven't seen them in a while.
It left behind is probably not a pleasant thing to have to clean up. So, okay, so they got that kind of thing going on. You can dive. You can dance around the fire at night, you know, and just hang out with a bunch of diving friends.
You can have fun. There'll be a bunch of cave divers there. If you want to get certified, you might meet an instructor or two dancing around the fire. It's a good place to find that type of thing and just have fun. And you know, it's with the people at Scuba Board. So safety's always on our mind. Lots of mentoring going on. Divers helping divers get better.
Okay. At making marshmallow guns and things like that. Well, actually,
and
dives.
Being neutral.
Divers and dives and how to be a better diver, right?
Yeah. Because, okay. You know, we when we're in the cave, if we see someone in the, and I say cave, I'm sorry, in the ballroom, and we see someone who doesn't quite have the skills, the buoyancy and the trim and whatever, usually someone pulls them aside and tries to help them out. If they don't want help, hey, that's up to them.
Yeah.
But there's always lots of help to find there.
Are you ever tempted to give them, like, especially being it's Fool's Day, are you ever tempted to give them, like, really obnoxious tips that make no sense whatsoever and see if you can get them to fall for it?
You know, I might this year.
Yes. Come on. I'm giving you a mission, Pete.
We have spotted gators in the river, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, because they are there, actually.
No. There's no gators in that area. But
there's
we
no gators?
Sure see a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
There's a gator behind you. Start swimming.
Yeah, gator. Yeah, a snipe was right on top of his head, right there, I swear.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave.
How's that doing, right?
It's not Dave?
How's that doing?
That creep, really? Okay, Greg, here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah, cool. Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up. Back it up, Greg.
Hey, we banned all our Scuba Radio mermaids from having firearms. since that little incident back in the day. Mermaid Nikki doing well these days. She has two very pretty little kids and a nice family growing accordingly. Little tadpoles, I guess, is what they would technically be. And we've got a lot of questions about the mermaids and how they're doing. That some of that will be addressed next week on the 20-year anniversary edition of Scuba Radio. So make sure you tune in next week. And a matter of fact, in a matter of minutes, we're going to do a little update with our friend Mermaid Lisa from South Florida, who's our yoga instructor, free diver extraordinaire, and Scuba Radio mermaid, who has now got a new gig down at the Rec Bar in South Florida. We're going to check in with her on hour two. But we're talking to Pete from Scuba Board right now. And Pete, you just got cleared for diving. I know a couple weeks ago we were talking to you and saying you're having some ear problems, but that's all cleared up, right?
What?
Yeah, exactly. So you're diving, you're getting ready for your fool's dive next Saturday, and then, I don't know, after that, what are you doing? Are you getting back in the water down there in the Keys? Has it warmed up enough?
I mean, it's been warm all along. I mean, this is the Keys. It gets down to maybe spring water temperature.
Yeah.
You know, it gets down to 72.
Which is too cold.
For you.
Yeah, for me,
when you're
definitely
built like a manatee, you get to dive like a manatee. That's my motto.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I lost a little insulation there after that surgery I had a few months ago. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm even more of a warm water wuss now. You hear what I'm saying?
I do hear what you're saying.
That's okay. I'll find a warm water place to get wet here very, very soon. But I don't know. We probably still need a couple more weeks before it really gets nice and warm down there, even in the Keys. You figure? Or no?
Probably in another month or so in the Keys, it'll start getting up and towards the mid-70s or so.
Yeah, it gets up around 77,
actually,
78. I'll be
actually,
okay.
Actually, I think it's probably mid-70s right now. I tend to dive in the colder part that stays colder longer. It's where I do a lot of my trim and buoyancy called a Cannon Beach. And it's in the backwater, so it doesn't warm up as quickly.
Huh.
It stays cooler longer. But boy, oh boy, so much silt that my students really have to get perfect with their trim, buoyancy,
yeah,
and the frog kick if they don't want to kick everything up.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah, well, when I'm diving with CJ and Bubble Boy, I have a tendency to, you know, I really don't want to dive in the urine flow to stay warm. You hear what I'm saying? So I want the water to warm up. You know what I mean?
Dude, I'm with you.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll just leave that one alone. So other than that, are you planning some trips? Like more exotic dive trips maybe from your neck of the woods?
Every year we go on what we call an invasion, which is 100 plus divers, and on a surge, which is up to 60 or 70 divers. And it's run right, you can find it right on Scuba Board. We're headed to Anthony's Key here in about, I think it's June.
All right.
Probably still some room on there if you want to have a great trip to Anthony's Key. It's a fun thing. The great part about our invasions is that we don't allow cattle boats. You know, you get 100 people, you think everything's going to be crowded. Wrong.
Yeah.
We make them pull in extra boats. We don't want to have every seat filled. We want to have room, elbow room, and whatever. So when we take over, and that's why we call it an invasion, we take over dive shop, they do things our way, not their way.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. But they got a good reputation down there, too, though. Isn't that the place with the bungalows over the water?
It is.
Yeah.
And this will be my second time there. I loved it the first time. They also have a dolphin swimming program that's really cool because the dolphins are not, as I call it, enslaved.
What do you mean by that?
Well, they have a pen, but they open the pen up, the dolphins go out into the free water. They'll go play with the divers or they'll go on swimabout.
Ah.
And if they want to come back and get fed, they come back and get fed. But it's not like that they're forced to do it, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. They're not caged in at any sense. They can
not
take off if they want to split. They could leave if they wanted. But they like the interaction and the trainers that they have down there and work with them. They got a similar thing over in the Bahamas, I believe, right?
I don't know. I don't know how other places do it.
Yeah. That's kind of how they do the dolphin thing over at Yonexo. On Grand Bahama, I believe.
We were doing trim class right there next to their cage.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this dolphin comes swimming among my students, you know, swims under me, and it's kind of scary at first when you have a big fish and you realize it's a mammal and you know you're swimming with Flipper.
Yeah. And, well, what is it? Taunting you, saying your buoyancy sucks, look at me, kind of thing?
I think he was wondering what the hell we were doing.
Yes.
You know? But, you know, all of a sudden we hear the gate opening, we look, and the dolphin swims straight for the gate and in. Hmm. So he was he's a guy who hadn't made it in for dinner time.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, let me in. I don't want to be late for dinner.
Hey, come on. You know? Keep the buffet open for me.
So I was pretty impressed with that because it just tells you that they're free to come and go as yeah. they wish.
Well, there you go. And you
and
know,
I think that's responsible.
Well, you know, seeing those animals out in the wild environment, even if they're not technically wild animals, that's a much better alternative than seeing them caged up in an aquarium. So, and it's cool to see them, period. All right. Well, thanks, Pete.
Congratulations on 20 years, Greg. I'm looking forward to another 20 here.
Well, I appreciate that, Pete. Always a pleasure. And, hey, look, hour two of Scuba Radio is on deck. Mermaid Elisa and many, many more are going to join us on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.